Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw. Yes, we are coming to you live with Ben Crenshaw from the Golf Club Studios on Oahu's South Shore. Welcome into the clubhouse. Yes, the golf club house. Alex Myers is going to join us. Casey Nakama will be in the house. Owner, excuse me. He's the, he is Newtown Golf Driving Range. Casey Nakama Development Center. He'll be with us. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional, Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui, and Anne Liguori is with us, award-winning interviewer, author, and golf reporter, and now an international president. We'll have details coming up. In the meantime, partly sunny skies, Windward and Mauka, scattered showers this morning. Haven't seen any on the South Shore, just a beautiful blue sky. Light winds, but the high, between 83 and 88 degrees. Fortunately, the winds are northeasterlies, about 15 miles per hour. Wish it was a little bit stronger, but it'll keep us a little cooled off. Mostly cloudy tonight, and then partly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers, Windward and Mauka, if you're planning to get out on the course tomorrow. Again, high 83 to 88. The low tonight, 68 to 73. All right, on Hawaii Island, Big Island, partly sunny, haze. We'll probably have a little haze eventually, too. On the leeward side, mainly on the Big Island, scattered showers, high 82 to 87. Northeasterlies, about 15. And tonight, mostly cloudy again with, if you're going to play a round of golf tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some haze, with some scattered showers. And again, that 82 to 87 degree temperature with variable winds, turning variable to 15 miles per hour. And if you are going out today or don't have a tee time yet, we've got tee times for you. Pele's girls are on the course. Volcano Golf Club, 832, 924, 1048, still open. Makalei, the welders are out on the course. And there's an 856, a 916, and a 1028. If you'd like to get on the golf course, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Poipu, there's a 950 and an 1150, and there's a Grammy and Tony Award winner on the course right now. The Weekend Warriors are out on the golf course. And the Shell Company's playing at Kauai Lagoons, 10:08 and 11:30. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Heading to Oahu, 8:32 at Pearl Country Club. 9:08 and 10:24 at Pearl Country Club. Hawaii Kai has an 8:30, 9:36, a 10:48. The Sand Dollars, they're on the golf course. Kind of small, you know, Sand Dollars, but they're on the golf course. Turtle Bay, 8:48, 9:20, 11:10. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:50, 9:36, 10:08. Eva Beach Golf Course, 9:10, 11:08, 12:20. And Bayview has an 8:36, a 9:18, and a 10:10. On Maui, boy, we got the U.S. Kids Golf on the Gold Course. Plus, there's a 9:50 and a 10:30. Women Mean Business. They're on the golf course as well. Emerald Course has a 9:40 and a 10:40 if you'd like to get out and play. Blue Course, 8:30, 8:40 to 11. Let's see now. Oh, excuse me. On the Blue Course, there's an 8:30, and between 8:40 and 10:30, it's wide open. So pick your spot and get on out and have a great time. Maui Nui, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Kapalua, 8:36, 10:48, 11:36. And the Miller Group and the Foster Group and the Lost Boys. Don't they normally play a different course? No wonder they're lost. All right, we're going to start off with Alex Myers, writer, Golf Digest magazine, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest. Myers wrote one of my favorite columns called The Grind, Once Upon a Time. It came out on Tuesday at golfdigest.com. Alex Myers looking back at the week in golf to review the highs and the lows, which, of course, Rory is one of the lows. Boy, wow. And everything in between, but it's a video series now. He also wrote a monthly magazine column called The Fringe. He's recorded several golf parody songs, including a Rom December and the Masters parody. Did they allow that? Let's see. He's the proud father of two girls, one long-awaited hole-in-one, and he's happy to discuss all three anytime. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex Myers.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I have declared eighth day a national holiday, and it is June 10th, so it's in 3 days.
Okay.
1 year anniversary of my hole-in-one. I have put it on the family calendar. My wife got the notification. She immediately sent me a text, what the heck is Ace Day? I had to explain it to her. So, you know, we're gonna have a big celebration at the Myers household.
So I need to cross that out. You do have a hole-in-one.
I do. It happened June 10th last year at Oak Hill. Believe it or not, this is the craziest part. I've never been to Oak Hill. I got invited to go to the Coaches versus Cancer golf outing, which is a fantastic outing. They do a couple a year. They raise money. Great cause, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of basketball coaches there. And I was playing with ESPN college basketball announcer Sean Farnham and former college basketball legend and NBA great Carlos Boozer. And we got to the 15th hole at Oak Hill, and this is the Michael Block hole from the year before, and it's the same pin. And I said, you know, this is an ace hole. Let me pull out my camera and video everybody. So I videoed all three guys. Everybody came up short. There was a lot of wind. I took a little extra club. My buddy Steve, who I work with, Steve Energy, videoed it, went in the hole.
Oh,
the craziest thing ever. It got on the ESPN guy, Sean Farnham, started texting, calling his buddies at ESPN. They got it on SportsCenter that night. It was the craziest thing. It's been a year. I still can't believe this happened. So I have video proof. It was on SportsCenter. All my friends are, you know, happy
yes.
/ jealous for me.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's wonderful. My goodness.
Oh, and Danielle, maybe the best part. Well, being on SportsCenter is the best part. But Michael Block video messaged me to give a congratulations
wow.
for making a hole-in-one that like he did. And it was literally the exact same pin. Now, of course, Michael Block had to get a little shot in. He goes, did you hole it on the fly? I did not, Michael Block. I did not. It bounced and rolled in, okay? I'm not Michael Block, but yes, I do have a hole-in-one to my name.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'd be jumping around too for many, many moons until I was 6 feet under.
Exactly. This is going to be an annual celebration because I don't know if it'll ever happen again. It definitely won't ever be as cool as that to get it on video at a famous hole, get on SportsCenter, get the message
yes.
from a famous golfer. It's pretty crazy. Chain of events.
It's wonderful. And I got to ask you, you're a fan of the Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, Wake Forest, all
yep.
of these, you know, other sports. When did you get into golf? What made you get into golf?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, neither of my parents were into golf. My grandfather was. And, we started playing, mini golf and everything or whatever. And then I would say like middle school, he brought me out on the course. I'd kind of slap it around. I had an aunt who gave me an old set of her women's clubs. I started slapping it around a little. I didn't really play, though, till like high school. And then I, just in the summer, I never played on the high school team or anything. But it was really my grandpa. I would go visit him. And funny enough, he lived in Fort Myers, Florida. And I would go visit him maybe three times a year. And for those weeks that I was there, the 1 week at a time, I had a junior membership at Fort Myers Country Club. It was $55 for all you could play for the whole year. So I would go there and just play like every day for a week straight a few times. And I kind of got into it. And then in college, I played with some buddies. And then, yeah, outside of that, it's just kept on going. And then I worked as a sports reporter covering all sports for 4 years. And then when I had a chance to go to Golf Digest, I took it up because golf just had become, you know, I was obsessed with Tiger Woods, of course.
Well, so it
coincided perfectly with that. 97 Masters and everything else got me swept into it.
So
I said, I'll write about golf. And that's just how we got here. It's been great.
Yeah, it's. I always like to find out how people got into the game. And, you know, nine times out of 10, it's a parent or a grandparent. It's wonderful.
Well, and I will say, I do want to give my mom credit too, because she would watch the golf with me. She loved watching sports.
Oh.
And so she would watch with me. I remember vividly watching Tiger win the 97 Masters. I remember watching the 2000 Pebble. I remember I was still living at home. Tiger, when he made the putt to get into the playoff against Rocco Mediate, my mom was like hugging me, and we were jumping up and down, and because she knew how devastated I would have been if Tiger lost. So she had a role in beginning to do. But I will say, Danielle, too, you know, after writing about a bunch of different sports for a few years, I kind of realized that golf, the deadlines are a lot easier to hit. You know, I remember being covering high school football on Friday nights and pulling over in a parking lot somewhere and trying to get a little light over me, and in my car trying to type something out or dictate something over the phone at like 10:30 at night. That's a lot harder to do than, you know, writing, you know, the play being done at 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're having a few hours to get it done. So
yeah.
I was in a newspaper and that was very tough. And so golf was appealing in that way as well.
Yeah. So you're being honest. It was less stressful.
Yes. It really is a lot less stressful than golf. You see these people who cover other sports and they're like miserable. I mean, it's really tough. I mean, you cover baseball all year. I mean, oh my God, going from town to town and everything else. And yeah, these late nights. I covered a few baseball games, I remember. I mean, it was all day. You got to get there early. You got to be there for batting practice. You got to go in the locker room. You got to more batting practice. You got to wait for the game to start. And after the game, you got to go to oh, my goodness, it's crazy. And then you're there so late. It's wild. So, yes, golf definitely was a lot less stressful as well in terms of a job.
Yeah, wow. And you know, I'm going to leap into Rory McIlroy because talking about stressful, I was watching Golf Central or something, and they were talking about how, you know, Rory is going to go play here, you know. And he didn't play there last year, so he's going to go play it this year because he's the number one guy. And, of course, he's the one we're watching and everything. And that's one, you know, and then like 7 days later, Rory McIlroy, was it a 78 in the final?
Yes.
Oh, my, you know, it's like... What? What?
It's crazy. Well, again, I mean, look, we all know from just playing ourselves how crazy this game can be. But then, right, you go to Rory McIlroy, who, 2 months ago, on top of the world, best he's ever played in his career, having a historic season, 3 wins, including the Masters, completing the career Grand Slam, can't miss. And now, just a couple months later, just a couple starts later, a 78 in the second round at the Canadian Open. Now this is not, you know, he's won the Canadian Open before. This is a new course for him, so I will say that. But a 78, I think I saw it was, in terms of strokes gained, the second worst round of his career. Again, just out of nowhere. And I know there was the whole thing with the failed driver test.
Oh, yes.
And again, to the casual fan, because I still have people texting me about this, friends who aren't really big golf fans, he did nothing wrong, like nothing. He was ticked off that his name got leaked. The way they do it is so screwy. But anyway, the fact, though, that if that's what's really caused this stumble, you would think he would be able to get past this. I mean, Scottie Scheffler that same week had his driver fail, and he won the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
So that's what's so stunning to me. If that little thing could throw him off so much, it's just kind of wild. So I'm hoping it's just a small sample size, and we'll get him coming back, because wouldn't it be amazing to see both Rory and Scotty and Bryson, throw him in there, at full peak, you know, going after these last couple majors down the stretch? Because, you know, when Rory won the Masters, we were like, oh, wow, well, he's player of the year.
Yes.
And now Scotty's won 3 out of 4 weeks, including the PGA, so now it's like a dead heat again.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see them both hitting all cylinders at the same time.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good insight. Rory probably is always touched for questions about things that he really doesn't want to talk about. Other people.
He is.
He's, you know,
he is.
And that's, I get it. I wouldn't want to be calling out somebody, you know, so he wants to shut them down and say, hey, I don't, but then they say, well, what, you have an obligation. You have an obligation to talk to us. Well, I get that there's an obligation. It's a two-way street. Everybody wants to take care of everybody. You want to increase the fan interest, and you do that. But to ask a guy about another guy, and as he said, he'd been playing that particular driver for so long, you know, it didn't fail once, but then he's been using it for so long, so now it's natural for something to get changed in a driver that's been worked, don't you think?
Exactly. That's what I want to make it clear. And it's the same thing with Scotty. When Scotty's driver failed, he said he had used it for over a year. Now, these guys are going out there, and they are pounding driver, you know, not just during the round, obviously practice before, after. And the manufacturers make these drivers right on the line where this face can't be too thin, because then it gets too hot, is what they say. They make it right on the line. But, of course, if you then hit 100,000 balls with that club, the face is going to get thinner. And it just, that's physics. And so eventually it crosses the line. Now, again, the player has no idea it's crossed the line. And honestly, it's not even making that big of a difference. But they have to have a limit at some level, or then people would go way past the extreme, you know. So they have to put this number in. But again, the equipment companies, you know, they all want their players to hit it as far as possible. So they go right up to the borderline on this thing. And eventually any driver would fail, is my point, if you use it long enough.
Yeah.
Eventually every driver, the face would cave in too. And that's when they know it's too hot. And then when that happens, that means the guy's probably been playing one that's been too hot for a while. Bryson's had drivers cave in on him.
Really?
So it's a wild thing. But again, it's unfortunate if that's really what kind of deterred Rory, because, you know, he showed up at the PGA and we were like, okay, well, now he won the career Grand Slam. Could he win the calendar Grand Slam?
Oh, wow.
He's got Quail Hollow, his favorite course on the PGA Tour. And then, you know, the Open Championship's going to be at Royal Portrush at the end of the year. Could it possibly be that? And then, you know, he just shoots himself. He looked horrible those first couple of days, and we were like, what's going on? And then this whole thing comes out about the driver, and it's like, all right, I guess it makes sense. But then it's like, well, Scotty Scheffler won with the backup driver. So, you know, different strokes, different folks here. But, again, I hope Rory can get over this. We still got two more majors. Again, it'd be amazing if somehow they split the four majors. I mean, I was thinking about this today. This is potentially the greatest player of the year battle we've ever seen. They both have 3 wins in a major already before at the halfway point of the majors. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, because when Tiger Woods was doing it, he didn't have any competition.
Exactly, Daniel. Yeah, we knew he was going to win by April or May.
That's not fair, Danielle.
Right.
But it was, you know, I don't think even the players were upset with him for being so good.
No. Nobody's upset. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The only thing that's upset is they don't announce when this happens or let it be known.
Okay.
But then because Rory's a big name, someone loose lips said something, got around, it got out, it got reported. And now because it's all secretive, and he's the only name, because Scotty's name didn't come out till Sunday. And by the way, the only reason why we know Scotty is because Xander Schauffele just blurted it out at his press conference. He was like, oh, I think Scotty had his driver fail too. Because he had it happen to him a few years ago. So Rory just looks bad because it was secretive and his name gets leaked.
Yeah.
If you know, Joe Schmo, nobody cares and nobody leaks that. There were probably 20 drivers that failed that week. You know, but we only heard about Rory and then eventually Scotty. And so then people want to poke at Rory. And again, I get that. That stinks when you're on top of the world. There are always people who are going to be coming after you and for different things. I get that. But I think for the most part, Rory gets treated very well. The media loves Rory, adores him. Yeah. I mean, anytime he does a press conference, you hear about how great he is. And he is great. So then especially up to the Masters, the coverage that he got, I just thought he'd be a little, you know, even if he does have a couple bad weeks, who cares? You completed the career Grand Slam, you won the Masters, you got the monkey off your back. Like, he should be just brimming from year to year in Smilestone. But we know you always still want to do your best at every tournament, and he's a competitor. So
it was a seven.
He'll be back.
It was a 78.
78. Yeah, tough. That's what I shot yesterday. I was happy about that, but that Rory's not happy about
no.
that.
No. All right. This is interesting to me. Liv, you know, I don't think of them as signing new players, but they've signed the U.S. amateur champ. Arizona State's, is it Josel Ballester? I don't know. That.
Josel Ballester. Sometimes he goes by Jose. I've seen both. Jose.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting move because you're right. I mean, since the John Rahm signing, there really hasn't been like a bombshell signing like that. We know the two sides have been supposedly trying to come together. We know the tour turned down an offer from the Saudi PIF, you know, rejected it. Now it's a couple months later. It's now 2 years since they came together on a, you know, tentative agreement. So 2 years they haven't been able to actually nail this agreement down.
yeah.
But yeah, in the meantime, Liv really hasn't bolstered its roster that much. But they might be thinking, well, if we're not going to get this deal done, we got to start getting some more people, some fresh faces. And they went into college to get this guy. Mm-hmm. Now, he has close ties to John Rahm and Sergio Garcia.
Uh-huh.
He's going to join Sergio Garcia's Fireballs team. So, you know, it makes sense. He's a Spaniard, young Spaniard. He looks up to those guys. But, you know, hey, I got people arguing with me that it's not a big deal. It might not be the biggest deal, but if you're a company or, you know, league that wants to grow, is it better to sign a young prospect or not sign a young prospect? I think it's better to sign a young prospect. Who knows? We might never hear this guy's name again. I mean, he's famous for peeing in Ray's Creek at the Masters. We might never hear his name again. Who knows? But who knows? He could also be the next Sergio Garcia, John Rahm. So, yeah, interesting. It just shows that the two sides really must be pretty far apart if they're kind of still competing over players.
Yeah, yeah. And another interesting thing is we're going to be watching them if we're watching them at all. Do we have any way to watch them? Robert Trent Jones Golf Club is where the Liv Golf.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's on Fox Sports now. It's kind
there
of
you go.
I'll admit it. When was it? There was 1 week a few weeks ago where they were at Doral, and Bryson was leading, and it kind of fell apart. Who won? They had an amazing leaderboard, but all the big names kind of stumbled on Sunday. But then meanwhile, you had another PGA Tour event. It wasn't a great tour event. I think it was when Brian Harman won. And, one was on Channel 4 for me, and one was on Channel 5. So I was like, oh, this is not bad. I'm flipping back and forth. You know, their viewership's up a little. It's definitely not what they would have hoped or planned. And even that week, I think they thought they were going to kind of make a dent on the tour, and they really didn't. I think the PGA Tour broadcast, I mean, it got a ton more viewers, even though it was not a good leaderboard and not a big tournament. It still dwarfed the Liv thing. But, yeah, you know, this week we'll see. I mean, Bryson's up there again. As you would expect, he should be up there. He's clearly one of the best players in the world. We see it every time he tees it up at a major. So he should be dominating that tour. John Rahm also should be dominating that tour. There's not a ton of competition there for those guys. But, you know, again, the real competition will be next week when we get to the third major, the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see all those guys in the mix again, which will be nice to see. We wish we could see it more often, but we'll take what we can get.
You know, we've run out of time.
Yeah.
And I have 10
more. We'll always do that. It's okay, yeah.
And I've got 10 more questions to ask you. You've got to come back on soon. Can you do that?
Okay. I will definitely do it. Sounds good.
That's wonderful because, you know, the fact that the PGA Tour won an Emmy That's, you know, that's just amazing. But I'm just going to leave it right there just so they hang on the edge of their seats. The PGA Tour has won an Emmy. That's
that's true.
Yes.
They have.
That's from Alex Myers.
Things are happening.
Yes.
Things are happening.
It's senior writer, Golf Digest. And I really loved reading your columns because you put so much into your words. But I like watching you, too. It's so much fun on the videos. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danielle. I really appreciate that. And I will come on very soon. I promise.
We will
ramble about a bunch of other stuff.
You weren't rambling. You were explaining. That's important.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Danielle.
You just tell me this Saturday, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right. Alex Myers, Golf Digest, thank you so much. And we'll be back with Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer and Director of Golf Founder, and he is the managing partner. He's the owner of Casey Nakama Golf Development Center. He's managing partner, Newtown Golf Driving Range. Yes, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Power's Honda Generator Sale. We have specials in every size. Save $200 on the Honda EU2200 and a free extended warranty worth $250 for a total savings of $450. Keep your lights on and your equipment running while others are in the dark. You want them? We got them today. And we ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment, Evie Lane next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it.
Aloha. Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands. And enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Casey Nakama, Director of Golf, Founder and Owner, Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, Managing Partner in the Newtown Golf Driving Range. And just to remind you, Dean Wilson's coach and Michelle Wee's first coach, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good.
It's been a little while, yeah.
Yeah, it has been. And the Newtown Golf Driving Range is open. The reviews are terrific. One person wrote, great to hit some balls and practice your swing. It's not fancy. The restaurant is good. Employees are awesome and good vibes all around. And another one wrote, close to my house, so this is my best option. The parking lot gets full on Friday and Saturday nights, but they have new mats and the new shade things are 100% improvement, hitting balls, and you're out of the sun. It's just really, really uplifting to read what people had to say about Newtown Golf Driving Range. Fantastic, Casey.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We see that. We've been reading some of that, but It's been great setting this thing up for the community and for just for the golfers, because for me as a golf professional, you know, I want to promote golfing, and we wanted to provide a nice facility that, you know, has good mats, good balls, some shade so they can sit down and relax in between swings. And then our Newtown Cafe, we got really lucky that they serve really good food. They're really good. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the menu that's good.
Yeah, and even breakfast, right?
Yeah, they serve breakfast, and also have, you know, Asahel Golf that provides us with some pro shop things that we have, new equipment, balls. They fix clubs. Uh-huh. They do fittings. Kellen Asahel, they do a great job there.
Kevin, far out, yes. Now, yep. What amazes me is how you can split yourself into four different things. You're the Newtown Golf Driving Range managing partner, and you are the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, and you are at not one, but three, Mililani, Pearl City, and Bayview.
Now we stopped going to Bayview. They were getting too busy, you know. They were getting too busy for us in the afternoon, so we stopped going to Bayview and also Mililani, because golf is on an upsurge. It's been like that for a couple of years now. And in the afternoons, when our kids have the opportunity to go on a golf course and play, the golf courses are really busy. So we told the golf courses that it's okay, go make your guys money, charge your tee time, and charge for those tee times and go make some money. But Pearl has been nice enough. Pearl at Kalawao has been nice enough to take us on at Saturday and Sunday afternoon. So, yeah, and we've been back at Pearl now because they were closed for a year, and the renovations are great. Golf course is so much nicer and harder. the players have been out there in the golf courses. They modernized the greens. It's great. It's really good now.
Right on, yeah. Right on. I'm looking forward to being there to see it all because, yeah, it being closed for a year, what a commitment they made. That's
unbelievable. What had happened of doing all the irrigation and sprinkling lines and getting the greens all every green is brand new. So they tore it all up and reshaped every green. And it's such a different place now. Yeah, so it's been great.
It's awesome. So what I was wondering, if somebody wants to get their child into your program, when is it and how do they do that?
Our number here is 808-259-7712. They're going to be calling our Junior Golf Development Center, and they're going to be speaking to Jerry, and she takes in all the information, email, and then when we have our programs that schedule and registrations that come up, she emails all the information to the parents. So, Danielle, I just want to say one thing. Kamehameha Schools up at Pearl, they've done a great job, and they support our junior golf 100%. Ed Kageyama, the general manager up there, Sid Okino, the head pro up there, they've been great for junior golf and promotion of this game, and I can't thank them enough for the support that they give us.
Far out. And do you teach?
Yes, I do all the private stuff is during the week. I do lessons at Pearl and at the Newtown Driving Range.
So you do, okay, and have, you know, when I was saying Michelle Wee's first coach and Dean Wilson's coach, do you see youngsters with that kind of skill at,
you know,
you're watching maybe somebody?
You know, Danielle, we have our program had started for just an introduction to golf and have the kids to play. And over the years, it started to morph or evolve into kids that was getting, you know, a lot of kids came in. A lot of kids had skills and were getting better. And so our program has evolved into let's see how far we can go with golfing. And right now we have some kids out at in college right now on full scholarships. You know, Kara Kanashiro at Colorado State, Raya Nakao at Oregon State, Kelsey Inoue at St. Martin's, Dane Watanabe up at University of Hawaii. We have some really good kids that came out of the program is continuing and taking advantage of this game and scholarships. So, yeah, so when the kids start getting better, you know, we kind of plug that in to them that, hey, we might have an opportunity to go and play at the next level and play in college. So then the kids get really excited and they go at it. So that's one thing that I'm really proud of that's happening with our program right now.
Yeah, that is so valuable to be able to excel in a sport, in this case, of course, golf, and then be able to get a free ride through college because of their excellence at it. And naturally, they get to continue playing and hone their skills at the collegiate level and then maybe even challenge themselves professionally. That's always an option, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we see how well they do in college, and if they're playing really good, they win a few tournaments in college, then they might think about playing at the next level because those are the same players that they're going to be playing with moving through the, you know, to the professional ranks. So, yeah, we cross that bridge when we get there.
Sure.
But for now, yeah.
Sure. Again, the number to get in touch with Casey Nakama, and Jerry will be answering the phone, is maybe not at this hour, but 808-259-7712. That's 259-7712. How many kids do you have in your program?
We have about 200 kids in our program now, and you know, it's split between Saturday and Sunday, and it's also broken up by times depending on skill level. So we've been running about 200 kids, just over 200 kids for the last few years. Ever since we came out of COVID, Danielle, it's been crazy. Right, ever since we came out of COVID, yeah.
Who else teaches with you?
I have Kellen Asao, you know, who's a former Manoa Cup winner.
Uh-huh.
Anna Umemura, who's eventually going to get into the PGA Hall of Fame. She's won every women's tournament that there is in Hawaii. Kellen Watabu from Kauai. He was on scholarship at Nevada Arena. He's a younger brother of Casey Watabu, who has gone on to play the Masters. Sid Okino, of course, helps me. Sid is one of my former students, and you know, she's the head pro at Pearl now. Nicole Sakamoto, she played at James Madison. So, you know, one thing about our instructors, Danielle, every one of our instructors can play golf, and they're really good. They have records of playing tournaments, and that's one of the things that I was really picky about, that I needed the instructors to be, first of all, to be able to get along with the kids, that enjoy the kids, and then have the golfing skill to show the kids exactly, you know, what we're going to be doing. And I have full trust in them, and when they're speaking to the kids and teaching stuff, little techniques here and there, and that's why I think our program has been pretty successful.
Yeah, and plus all of these people that you've mentioned, Kellen, Sid, Nicole, they all started playing when they were young. So they can remember what it was like at the age group they're working with, how they felt. Mm-hmm. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, how they can relate. Exactly. That they can relate to when the kids are growing up and going through, they know exactly what's going on. You know, Shane Hoshino helps us on Sunday with Kellen. He works also at Kellen's shop. But Shane Hoshino helps us from Mililani, and he does a great job. And he's one of the, you know, these guys are, every one of my instructors are really good players. And you know, like I said, I pride myself in that because these guys, I trust them so much with the information that they're passing on to the kids.
Yeah. That's wonderful. It feels so good. The number again is 808-259-7712. So what is your schedule on a weekend? Do you, like, I figure you got to be somewhere by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, in the morning, usually I'm at the range in the morning helping the boys clean up the range on the edges. And then I head to the golf course at about 10 o'clock at Pearl. I mean, I go to Pearl. And then we have our program just running through the afternoon. And yeah, and then on that Sunday, same thing. You know, in the morning, we're there by 8, cleaning up the range. And then at 10:30, back at Pearl at Kalawao. And our program gets going.
Yeah, that's great. So,
The
range.
Yeah, it's busy. It's been good. The driving range has been fun for us to be running. So we enjoy it. We enjoy it so much.
Yeah, and the range is Sunday to Thursday, 9 to 9, right?
We just changed it. We're going to go to summer hours. We're going to open an hour later until 9 o'clock. We had last calls at 8 o'clock during the week.
Okay.
But we're gonna switch. Yeah. Now it's gonna be 9 o'clock every day, until the end of July.
Okay. So yeah. 9 o'clock in the morning, and then what time at night? I thought it was 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we close at 10, but the last call for balls is at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
At night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got
Saturday and Saturday, Sunday. We open at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. See, so you could already be getting on the road again, so that you can get yourself. And then there's a wait, and that's when you can go over and get something to eat. Yeah, when
there's the Newtown Cafe, Penny, who's the general manager there, they serve good. It's really good food. I can't. Express that enough that their food is really good. A lot of different things on the menu, and a lot of people that are waiting for stalls, they go and eat, and some of them first time they're gonna go there. They just happen to they're you know surprised that this the food is really good. So we like to provide. Everything for the players to have fun, you know, hitting balls at a driving range. Because, you know, I've done that so many times in my lifetime over the years. And, our mats are really good. I change them every year. Our balls are we rotate brand new balls in there. You know, and just for the experience of the golfer, from my own experience, I hate to go to a driving range when the balls aren't in very good condition. It's not flying properly and not too many dimples. Yeah, so that's one of those things that we said that if we ever take over this driving range, we're going to make sure that all these things are in good condition.
Yeah. Our executive producer here, Rick Gray, just sent a text over saying, fresh ahi plate is great.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
I think he had that for breakfast.
Yeah.
All right, Casey Nakama, is there anything that you wanted to say that I didn't give you an opportunity to?
No, I just I got it in there, and I just wanted to thank Pearl at Kalawao for embracing junior golf. Like I said, Ed Kageyama's. His daughter came to my program, and she's just finishing college now, and she might be turning pro at working at one of the clubs on the mainland, but stayed in the game. But, Ed and Sid, they're doing a great job up there, and I appreciate them so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking with me, and I hope we can talk again, follow you through. So I'll have to come up, and I'm not sure how long I can play, the good old body. But it'd be fun to see the driving range. Thank you so much. A real pleasure talking with you. Aloha. Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, inducted in 2015, Director of Golf, founder and owner of Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, and managing partner of the Newtown Golf Driving Range. That's the Newtown Golf Driving Range. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Claude Russo, PGA Master Director of Player Development at Wailea, author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. That is a terrific book. He's a Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified. He's ranked number one, 2024-2025, best teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019. In fact, ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, best teachers. It was the third time in the row, you know, and so 2022-2023, best in every state, second time in a row. He's also number one 2019 through 2020. You know, it's just incredible. He's a Horton Smith Award recipient, Bill Straubel Award recipient, and two-time Aloha Section Teacher of the Year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude Russo.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to spend time with you and your listener.
Thank you. And I was wondering, the Virtual Golf Academy, you created that, didn't you?
Yes. So it was in 2017 we started to do looking at a different way to help golfers all over the world, and then we created that Virtual Golf Academy. It kind of had some success, but now the new version of it will be more like I'm ambassador of V1. I use V1 as a software, V1 Sport, to do the video and all that. And now I'm doing more virtual coaching with the app from V1 Sports. So people can, anywhere in the world, they can just download the app. It's free. They can send me their video, and then I will analyze it, and I have a library of different drills that will be specific for what they need, and then I send them that. We can also, with that, this is pretty interesting, we can do live coaching. So a couple of weeks ago, I had somebody in Idaho, and I was here on Maui. That person was inside a studio hitting ball with a TrackMan and screen, and then I was here, and then we can do that type of virtual coaching. It's pretty
wow.
Cool.
That is like, wow. You know, that just tells you how far we've come in this game of instruction, where the person is, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away in a studio, and you're talking to them, and then after you see how they're performing, and then you tell them what are you able to tell them what they should do when you see what they've done?
Yes, it's pretty cool, Danielle. So let's say they can be at their practice facility outside as well.
Wow.
I had a guy from South Carolina. was preparing for a tournament, and then he was hitting balls, so I can see where the ball goes, maybe not the full flight, but I can see where it starts. Then I will ask the player, like I will ask you, Danielle, okay, where did that ball end up? How the ball curve? Then I'm watching them live. It's like they were with me, but not in reality, in the sense that physically here at Wellia Golf Academy. And from there, I will say, okay, they see me as well. So I will say, okay, watch how, let's say, you should move your body, let's say, or the club, or be aware of the club face as an example. So I'm doing the demonstration, and then they watch me, and then I say, okay, could you do that in front of the camera now? So it's interactive. That's as much as we can do at a distance like that, but it's very efficient, though.
Yeah. Wow, that's Virtual Golf Academy. It's for your desktop or your mobile device. Obviously, if you're going to be someplace, you'll want to have the mobile device. And you're also, I didn't realize, V1 Sports Ambassador. V1, backed by Black Cat Ventures, the golf technology that was started by Michael Jordan. Is that the basketball player?
Yes. He's part of the people behind that.
Wow.
And they have a great team, and then they really wants to make a good coaching available for anybody who loves golf and want to get better. So they are very progressive in what they want to do and make good coaching available for everybody.
That's fantastic. That's really, so if you you could even do it like somebody's on Kauai and you're on Maui and they can't make the trip, you guys can connect that way. How do they get in touch with you?
Basically, they can call the academy. The number is 808-856-9458. And also, they can go on the website, waliagolf.com. There is a book, a lesson. They can do that. And then they can also email me. So it's C, like my first name, Claude, Brousseau, Brousseau, at Wellia Golf. And we make an appointment, and much pleasure help them to play better golf.
So it's C. Brousseau at WaliaGolf.com?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, that's there. I'll give out those numbers and the address again. So let me see now. You sent me some ideas for an exercise or drill that with the club face and the swing path and getting that in, putting that all together. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yes, Danielle. Thank you. So because golf is motor skills, so you don't always need to hit balls to be aware of what you're doing. So this one is pretty simple. Basically, you take your address position without the club, but let's say in your trailing hand, you will take your iPhone or an iPad. This replicate the club face. Okay? Then, if you want from there, you can just do a small little backswing. Your training arm will be parallel to the ground. And then now, if the screen of your phone look at the sky, and if you keep it that way, the ball will go to the right for a right-handed player. So you're aware of that. Then you can do again, and then if the screen of your phone look at the ground, and you keep it that way, can you picture that?
Yes.
Then that's the club face, the ball will go low and left. Now, of course, now we know right, to the right, we know to the left, to learn straight. So when you start with your phone screen perpendicular to the target, you will keep it in that same angle. So that will be like, if you were doing that, Danielle, and I was watching you, the screen would look at Claude.
Yep.
If you keep it that same way when you return, the ball will go straight. So it's a pretty simple exercise that you can do at home. And then you can do it with your trailing hand. Then you can do it with your leading hand. So that's give you a good sense and visual at the same time of what the club face will be controlled by your hands and wrists.
It seems to me that doing that would give you a better sense of what the club will do, because it's closer to you and you're really kind of in charge of that phone, the iPhone, and the way it's facing. Whereas when the when you're using a club, it's far away from us. You know, I mean, the swing goes up there. We don't know what's going on up there. So we can train ourselves to know the movement pattern.
That's exactly that, Danielle. And I like the way you explain it, is because it's so close to you that you can feel it and see it. If you use a high pad, that's even bigger. Uh-huh. It's just a bigger club face. Then you can easily translate that, okay, that means if the iPad or the iPhone, instead of being my end, will be at the end of the club, but that's the club face.
Yeah.
So it helps you to progress faster because you got a better understanding and visual and sensorial. Then you can even do that if you want eyes closed with the iPhone or the iPad, then that would ingrain the sensorial knowledge a lot faster. So that's something people can do in the office. They take a little break at home. And then, obviously, at the practice facility, remove the club, do a couple swing with that, be aware of where the screen is, and then you will challenge yourself, let's say, Danielle, to say, okay, let's make this ball go to the right. Let's make the next one to the left. Then the third one straighter.
Yeah. Yes, you know what went through my mind, too, is like everybody.
No, I want to know, though.
Everybody's a friend with their phone, right? So mm-hmm. learning these positions with your phone, it's like you're friendly. This is a friendly experience. I'm friends with my phone. We're not always friends with our club.
That's true.
So you can get a sense of where it's supposed to be. And I just did it. I did a backswing. And it feels so natural. Oh, yes, it's facing the right direction. Oh, dear, Danielle.
But, Danielle, this is so great. You see?
Yes.
Because the goal is when you hire a coach and you buy expertise, and the key is the job of the coach, and it's providing the information to the people in front of us that loves golf, but in a way that makes sense for the golfer.
Yeah.
You see, you will own that information now.
Yeah.
Now, the next benefit of that is that when you will do your swing with the phone, Danielle, I have tested thousands of people in the last many years with that. I have not seen anybody, when they return, you know, they do the backswing like you just experienced. When they return at the ball, I have not seen anybody yet, Danielle, doing all kind of, I call that, crazy stuff with their hands suddenly to get the phone in front of them square.
Yeah.
But they do that with the club. Then the other benefit is everybody, Danielle, have the perfect swing path. Nobody will come with what we call over the top. Most of the listener knows what we mean by that, is the club goes outside the target line and come in. The trailing shoulder is too high. Nobody does that when they have a phone or in their hands and return at the impact position. They all have the perfect path without working so hard at it. They just need to be aware that's what they're doing, though.
Wow. That's terrific. What a interesting way. You know, we've gone from the phone to being a block, to the phone being that little tiny square thing, rectangle, actually. I digress. Mm-hmm. So another one, the quick tips to play better golf.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Danielle.
I just wanted you to get into this one because I like what you wrote here. Too often the golfers don't select the correct club for the distance. Well, most of us don't know what we're supposed to know.
That's good. But basically, you know, the architects want you to throw challenge at you. And then if you really, next time you're on the golf course, everybody watch, most of the trouble around the green are in front of the green or what I would call up to the first third of the green. And the reason for that is because most of the players do not take a strong enough club for the distance. And guess what? They end up in the trouble that the architect plays there. Uh-huh. So my recommendation to that is you, let's say you think you need a 8-iron for the distance that you need to play. Always take one more club, stronger club. That means you will select the 7. Until every time you play, the ball will fly over the green because you took too much club, 7 times out of 10. Then when this happens, you can go to an 8 instead of a 7.
Right. Okay.
Another way I can explain it, it will be, let's say you play at the course, like here at Waliya, we got 3 golf courses, we got GPS. But let's say you play a course with GPS or you have a device that tells you the beginning of the green, the distance for the beginning of the green, and the distance to the back of the green. I would recommend to your listener to look at the distance to the back of the green.
Okay.
Subtract either 5 or 10 yards and take the club for that. Do not take the distance from the front because you won't have enough club. So look at the back of the green distance. Let's say it's 170 for a number. Minus 10, that will be 160. Take the club for 160. Even if the flag is at 145 or 150.
Okay.
Because it's rare that the golfer, the misconception here is they select the club that one time in their life, they pure the shot with the great contact and the ball went 170. But we cannot select a club for that because we don't always do perfect shot.
No, isn't that the truth? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we did? So that's the a lot of folks don't know the terminology necessarily. You're getting into the game and you should club up.
Club up.
It's like, what do you mean I'm supposed to club up? And people don't ask that question. They just pretend like they understand. Oh, yes, I'm club upping. Just go one stronger. Club up.
Yes.
Yes.
Meaning that the 7-iron has less loft than the 8. And the 7-iron shaft is a little bit longer than the 8. So that's why I like to say take a stronger club.
Okay.
Stronger means the ball will go farther.
Yes. Yes. You see, that's a lot of times when we speak golf, we assume people understand the terminology. And that's why when it gets down to the basics, we really need to, explain everything so that you learn, you get some idea. And for folks who know exactly what's going on, they're like, oh, goodness gracious, don't these people know? How far the ball needs to roll? How would I know how far the ball needs to roll?
Very good question, Daniel. So basically, when you play with the golf cart, let's say, you should drive the cart like pin eye, we call that. So where the flag is, perpendicular to the flag. Always park the cart there, regardless of where your ball is, either on the green or a little bit outside of the green. Then from the cart, you should walk directly to the hole. From the hole, let's say your ball is on the green, Daniel. So from the cart, you go at the hole first. Then walking from the hole to the ball, you will pay attention to feel, are you going uphill or downhill? Is your body want to tilt either directional to the right, to the left? Then you will count how many pace steps there is between the ball and the hole. For everybody, a pace is about 3 feet. So okay. Just make it simple. Let's say you hit it close, you're 5 pays, so that means it's a 15-footer.
Okay.
Why you need that? Because people say, yeah, but it's a feel thing. But I say feel need to be based on real. The real thing is you need to know how far you need to roll the ball on the green. Most of the players don't measure their putt, and I think they should. Now the brain says, okay, the player, Danielle, needed to roll the ball 15 feet. That's real. Then you will do a practice swing. While you're doing your practice swing, the goal is just feeling how, what should be the length of the swing to match 15 feet.
Yeah.
So I call that connect feel with real.
Okay.
So while you're doing your practice swing, you keep your eyes on the hole. Then after your visual system will command, your muscular system. Then when you feel you got it, the correct length, you just go at the ball, look at the hole, look back at the ball, and swing immediately. You'll be amazed how much more efficient you will be at controlling your distance and putting.
Yeah, the brain is actually pretty good at measuring stuff. We don't trust it enough. If the brain and the muscle system of our bodies can figure that sort of thing out, that's why we're still alive.
Yes. And then if we look at for all your listeners who watch, let's say, the U.S. Open, the Women U.S. Open.
Yeah.
The winner from Sweden, if you remember, she was, for every putt, she kind of simulate with her hand the length of the swing she needed for rolling the ball to the hole. And I'm sure she knew how far the ball needed to roll. I got a classic example. I had a player, the hole was pretty far, so go ahead and execute the putt. So I say, Mr. Player, how far was the hole from us? He says 30 feet. I say, let's walk together. We walk, the ball stopped 30 feet. However, and yet the hole was 90 feet from us.
Oops.
So I go back to the original position of the ball.
Yeah.
And I just told, okay, Mr. Player, the hole is 90 feet from us. I put the ball on the green. Danielle, his second shot, he stopped the ball 4 inches from the hole.
Wow. See?
I see that happening all the time, Danielle.
Oh, wow. Claude Rousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea, Wailea Golf Academy. WaileaGolf.com. That's one way to reach him. WaileaGolf.com. And it's spelled Wailea Golf.com. You can also reach him by, a phone call. 808-856-9458. 856-9458. Or you can email him. cbrousseau@wailea.com. So that would be BROUSSEAU. Brousseau@wailea.com. Fabulous talking with you again. Claude Rousseau, thank you so much for taking your time.
It's my pleasure, Danielle. Thank you very much.
Aloha. We're coming back with Anne Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio, TV, talk show host, author, interviewer, reporter, speaker, business owner, philanthropist, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It's Aloha Power's Honda EU 2200 generator sale, and we have specials in every size. You get $200 off your Honda EU 2200 generator, now $1099, plus a free extended warranty. Now that's worth another $250. If you need power on your job site, you're out in a field, keep your lights on and your equipment running. Get your Honda generator today. Hey, it's hurricane season, by the way. You know, it just started, yeah, but we got to be prepared because you can't just run down to the store a day before. They may not be there. They're not there on Sunday. That's the only day they're not there. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily, Monday through Saturday. We are open. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station. And in Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And Anne Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio and TV talk show host, author, interviewer, reporter, speaker, business owner, philanthropist, and wow, welcome into the clubhouse, Anne.
Danielle, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's good to hear your voice. It's been way too long. And my goodness, you are now the first female international president of, now I can't even begin, Kearney Golf Links.
It's pronounced Karn, C-A-R-N-E.
I asked the computer, you know, how do you pronounce It gave me Kearney. I'm sorry. Kearn Golf Links.
That's correct.
Kearn Golf Links. Now tell me where it is. Kearn in Belmont?
That's right. So in a very remote part of Northwest Ireland, beautiful part of Ireland in Northwest, it's off on a peninsula that juts out into the Atlantic Ocean and the Black Sod Bay. And it's just spectacular. It's in a town called Balmullet.
Wow.
Very, very small town. It's just a couple blocks. It has, one or two pubs, and we spend quite a lot of time at McDonald's pub. The gentleman there, Porrig, owns the pub, is the entertainment, and the undertaker of the village. But Kearn is just a gem, and, it has this dunescape. Just unique dunes, largest dunes in the world.
Wow.
And the famous architect years ago, a guy by the name of Eddie Hackett, he designed some of the top courses throughout Ireland. And, he did not move a bit of land when he designed Kearn. He just worked with the natural beauty of the dune land. And it's just such an authentic and just a raw linked experience. It's just a very, very special place. So, yes, I'm honored to have been named the new president of the Kearn Golf Club International Members Association. And, what an honor, truly.
Truly, what an honor. Now, what do you do as president?
Well, that's a funny question that you asked that, because I asked that of Jerry Maguire, the chairman, and Fiona Toher, who is the award-winning general manager there. I asked, well, what do I have to do? And they said, just continue to do what you do.
Huh.
And that is just promote golf at Kearn. I've been promoting golf in Ireland for, gosh, over 30 years. Danielle, Tourism Ireland hired me years ago, they would send me over with my TV production crew, and they'd give me an itinerary of five or six golf courses throughout Ireland and Northern Ireland. And we would go and we would film footage and interview the different personalities that are associated with each golf course. So that was back. I started back in the day when a lot of American golfers did not know how special golf was in Ireland. They would go to Scotland if they could travel overseas for golf, because, you know, Scotland is the birthplace of golf, St. Andrews. But they really weren't that educated on golf in Ireland. And so Tourism Ireland started really putting budgets together to help promote their incredible Lynx land. One-third of the world's Lynx courses are actually in Ireland.
Wow.
And they have beautiful parkland courses as well. But starting, over 30 years ago, I would take my camera crews over there and really, promote golf in Ireland and show the American audience what they could expect when they go over there. And it's just a very special country, you know, along with the incredible links and parkland courses. The people are just so hospitable. They make Americans and everyone feel just so welcome. And the natural beauty of the country is just incredible. So they have so much to offer, and I've just been privileged to be able to kind of spread that message for a couple of decades now.
Yeah, and you will get to continue to spread that message for a couple more, I imagine. How long does your term last as president?
Well, the term is only 2 years, and I replace somebody who's he's just so amazing. He's going to be such a tough act to follow. And you're familiar with Tom Coyne,
yes,
the best-selling author, and he has a podcast, and he's the editor of Golf Journal. And Tom wrote about Carn in his book, A Course Called Ireland. And that initially I was there, maybe even 15 years before that doing a show on Carn. But between Tom and myself, you know, we've really promoted this very remote, special Lynx course. Tom's term was for 2 years, and obviously we hope he'll continue to come over and work his incredible magic over there. He brought over none other than actor Bill Murray.
Wow.
A couple times. And then Ed Burns went over there last summer and filmed part of a new movie he's directing over there. So, you know, Tom's very well connected, and my world is well connected in sports and Hollywood as well. And just recently, I had a quarterback from the Redskins, two-time Super Bowl champion Mark Rippon, inquired about going over there. So I connected him to Fiona and Jerry, and so he's going to play Carn for the first time. So between Tom and me, we bring a lot of people over and just help them continue to go strong. And we're very, very happy to do that.
Absolutely. Ireland is like a treat. You know, Scotland is Scotland and England is England. And then you've got Ireland. And it's I was trying. Now, you're going to have to laugh at me or something, because the chairman, and this is where I was last night I was going, Tura Suarecht Ioras Teo? I wonder if that's how it's pronounced. Tura Sol Reacht Ioras Teo.
Wow. Do you know your Gaelic?
No.
But I can't help you with that one.
So I'm thinking to myself, well, that has a little bit of Germanic in it, but Gaelic, so Jerry Maguire, chairman of what I was just saying, an organization that owns and operates Carn, Anne Liguori has been a longtime supporter and promoter of Irish Lynx golf. And for a course such as Carn Lynx, which is reliant on visitors for 99% of its income, 70% of whom are international visitors, and a huge driver of tourism into our region. The promotion of Lynx Golf in Ireland is of huge importance to our community and both our regional and national economy. We appreciate every single visitor that comes to Carn. Each one makes a real difference to our community-based course, and we are looking forward to working with Anne Liguori to grow our visitor numbers even more over the coming years and to assist the promotion and success of Lynx Golf Tourism in Ireland. And I say all of that because you are the perfect person to do this, Anne Liguori, and I wish you were the president, international president, as it were, in Hawaii, because all of that is so, we need that kind of people coming to Hawaii to play our fabulous golf courses. And
I've been to Hawaii several times. I've been to the island of Lanai, I've been to Maui, Hawaii, and I absolutely adore golf in on the Hawaiian Islands. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly something that should be promoted, and everybody who I know who have gone there has just raved about it. So, absolutely. But we have to bring you over to Ireland. Yeah. That will be your next big trip, Danielle.
I would love to go to Ireland. You just made me blush and giggle all at the same time. That's such a wonderful thought to travel to Ireland and to have you show me the place, since I've never been there. I've spent some time in England and some time in Switzerland, and I love it, you know, and I'd absolutely love to go at some point, you know, whenever.
Why?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I know Hawaii is not right around the corner from New York, but from JFK in New York,
yes,
it literally is a five-hour flight to Shannon.
Yes.
And that's an airport on the west, in the western region of Ireland, the southwest. And then the drive up to the northwest of Ireland is just so beautiful. So we enjoy driving, and people can rent a car or have a driver, coach drive them.
Yes.
Of course, you're driving on the left-hand side of the road, and the shifts are on the opposite side that we know.
Yes.
But that's part of the adventure. You know, we just enjoy driving. The roads are so scenic, and there's so many things to see. So in addition to the beautiful golf courses, we just love the scenic beauty and people. As I said, you will be welcomed more than ever at Carn and at, all the golf courses in Ireland and Northern Ireland. They just know how to treat people, and I must say the cuisine is very good as well. So I can't say anything negative about Ireland. I've been going over there for many, many years, and it's special every time we go.
And the food and lodging, what's it like getting a place to stay?
Well, you have so much variety, which is great. Depends on what you want to do. It depends on your budget. There are B&Bs that are very charming. There are manors and estates. When we were there for International Members Week, there is a gorgeous, gorgeous property called Mount Falcon Estate. And they had their special gala, which they do at the end of International Week. And that's where I was crowned the president and donned with a green jacket, no less,
with the
Carn Golf Club insignia on it. It's just so special. So we were there at Mount Falcon, and my dear friend Ellen Maloney is the owner, and it sits on over 100 acres of just the most beautiful property. And there's not only close to 12 different golf courses in within about an hour, the closest being Enniscrone, which is 20 minutes. But Mount Falcon offers just incredible fishing, salmon fishing. In fact, Tiger has gone over there to salmon fish.
Wow.
A lot of PGA Tour players love to fish. And so Alan has entertained a lot of dignitaries in sports and entertainment and politics, because there's so much to do there. And then he took us into the town, Ballina, And we went to just an incredible little pub owned by, we met the gentleman who owns it, Doherty's, and his great-grandfather was the one that basically founded the pub, and it's gone through, you know, the family. And just, it's just so authentic. If you want a real authentic, wonderful experience, you go into the small towns and you go into the pubs and you talk to the locals and you drink the Guinness, and what they call fun is they say crack. You have a little bit of crack, and that's C-R-A-I-C. That's Gaelic for fun and just laughs. And, you know, they just really know how to have a good time. And you get away for a few days, and you don't have a care in the world. It's just a very, very special place.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And food and beverage, it sounds so like, you know, going to a pub, you'd be able to eat and drink and be merry.
That's right. And, you know, the food has gotten so good in the last 15, 20 years. I used to go over there, and, the food was just okay, back in the day, maybe 20, 25 years ago, but many of the chefs got schooled in Paris and came to New York. But when the economy started prospering in Ireland, a lot of these people who went elsewhere to train in the culinary arts ended up going back to Ireland. And so now what you have is this influx of really top-notch restaurants and culinary and chefs who stay there and open up their own restaurants. And so you have such a great variety of cuisine. And, again, I'm just so delighted that over the last, say, 15, 20 years, the food has gotten just incredibly, incredibly excellent. And I've been going for many, many years. So it's nice to see that great transition.
Well, Ms. International President, we've run out of time.
Well, we'll have to plan your trip, Danielle. And if anybody from Hawaii wants to go over, they really should. You can go on their website, karngolflinks.com. And a dear friend of mine, John McLaughlin, is a tour operator. And you might have met John at the PGA show, Danielle, but he runs North and West Coast Irish Links, and I'm sure he'd be happy to put a trip together for you.
Fantastic. And you'll be back on the show, of course, because we still have to talk about your book, which is fantastic. Yes.
Thank you. Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. Thank you. I'd love to talk to you about it.
Yes. And then, of course, we'll also talk about Ireland. Thank you for being in the clubhouse today. I need to thank our sponsors. Aloha. All right, it's Aloha Power's Honda EU generator sale. It's the EU 2200, the EU 2200, and we have specials in every size, for that matter. You get $200 off your Honda EU 2200 generator. Now it's down to $10.99, plus a free extended warranty. That's another $250 value. Need power on your job site, or maybe your job site's out in a field? You can keep your lights on and your equipment running. And, you know, with it being hurricane season, it's always good to have some backup. Get your Honda generator today. You want them? We've got them. And we ship off island, and new shipments arrive daily. And we're open Monday through Saturday. So we're open today. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, and next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu. We've got traffic. Oh, yes. Aloha Power Equipment's Honda EU 2200 generator sale. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship, for family. Go golf. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. They can't find you without a sign, and I say that, I implore you. No, there are no numbers. You know, so, here's our address. Yeah, but there's no numbers on the building anymore. It's very hard to find someone without a sign. It's just like Aloha Power Equipment sign is very obvious when you're going down Alakava and you can see it. It's Aloha Power Equipment near Costco. And then if you're going down along Farrington Highway in Waipahu, it's very easy to see Aloha Power Equipment by Waipahu Depot Street. So that's the best way to do it. Get a sign. And by the way, the Honolulu Sign Company has been branding businesses and hotels since 1939. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.